Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Welcome to Ignited Motivation. I'm Alia Biondi from Alia Yoga and What's Wellness Podcast. And I'm the creator of Alia Yoga Academy teacher training and mentorship programs. I teach yoga, meditation, and spin. And I was ranked 5th in the world as a professional tandem surfer. I'm so glad to be sharing time and energy with you today. I'm passionate about sharing tips and tools to optimize your physical, energetic, mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness, as well as your relationship with yourself, with one another, and with the planet. My intention today is to ignite a spark in you of motivation about the journey of self-care and self-love. I believe that everyone is worthy of their own love, attention, respect, and affection. And for me, having had trauma in my past, the journey to self-love went in phases, starting with inward reflection for self-awareness, leading to self-acceptance, and has brought me further on the path of self-love. One aspect of this journey is the time and effort it takes to identify and heal core wounds. I'm keen to share with you today about identifying what the mother wound is so as to spark motivation for you to hone in on healing this core wound, both individually for yourself and collectively for the planet. The mother wound often has less to do with your relationship with your actual mom and more to do with how you were or weren't nurtured or nourished, and how this carries forward into how you treat and feel about yourself today. Many of us did not experience the amount of attention, nurturing, and nourishment that we needed to feel safe, loved, and seen and heard growing up. Without dwelling in the past and what you did not receive, I'd like to inspire you to focus on what you can do now with this awareness and understanding that it's never too late to reparent yourself and fulfill the needs that perhaps were not fully met for you previously. I'd like to suggest a sense of appreciation towards parents for doing the best they knew how and not take for granted what you did have growing up. But today, utilize these tools to discover ways to reparent yourself in order to navigate the journey of self-awareness, self-acceptance, and self-love. Here are some of the tools that motivate me. It's more important how you feel than how you look. Spend time on nurturing and nourishing yourself to feel so good in your body. And love your body. It's the one vessel you've been given to experience all of life within. Notice how you speak to yourself. Talk to yourself with the same love, encouragement, and kindness, compassion, and respect that you would talk to a loved one, a child, or a best friend. Rather than dwelling in the past, anytime you look back on what you've been through, make the conscious effort to acknowledge yourself for what you've accomplished and overcome to get to where you are today. Give yourself all of the nourishment and nurturing that you never got before, and set boundaries so that your needs get met first. Remember to put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others. And speak to your body and your bodily systems with kindness. Tell your conscious mind to rewrite your DNA on a cellular level to create an environment that is optimal for your body to repair and heal. Learn how to downregulate your nervous system with breath work, meditation, yoga asana, slowing down, and turning awareness inwards. And if you have a tendency to punish yourself with restricting certain foods or exercising more after indulging, how can you retrain your mind to look at exercise as a way to love and care for your body, and look at food as a way to nourish yourself, to optimize your energy, to serve your life's purpose? Train yourself to view small daily experiences as you time, or your time for self-care. For example, when I go for a walk with my dog Bailey, I frame this activity in my mind as self-love and self-care. Getting outside and breathing fresh air, looking at the trees and the houses and the sky, being fully present with the experience, rather than letting my mind race on to the next thing that needs to get done. And it comes down to bringing your mental awareness back to the present moment over and over again. If you have been through abuse or other traumas, as I have, it can be hard to stop reliving those painful experiences. However, if you're no longer in that relationship or experiencing that trauma or abuse, then tell yourself over and over again that you're safe. You can let go of the survival mode reflex to fight or flee and let your body relax in the present where you are safe, loved, nourished, and cared for by the only person who will be with you your entire life, yourself. Thank you so much for spending a few moments with me today on Ignited Motivation. I'm so honored to share time and energy with you. My name is Alia, spelled A-H-L-I-A, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Alia Yoga. If you need support in any way, please reach out via email, alia@aliayoga.com. And to learn more about me, go to my website, aliayoga.com.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?